gov.org/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain. And
hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text GOOD to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The Justice Department cracking down on medical fraud. The DOJ announcing charges against nearly 200 people across multiple jurisdictions in a range of health care-related schemes. Attorney General Merrick Garland says one scheme involved billing Medicare for unnecessary procedures.
We allege that the defendants caused unnecessary, highly expensive wound grafts to be applied to elderly Medicare patients, many of whom were terminally ill in hospice care.
He said other schemes involved the sale of mislabeled drugs. Abortion rights advocates praising a Supreme Court decision today on a key abortion rights case out of Idaho as the court cleared the way for women in the state to receive emergency abortions in order to protect the mother's health. Authorities in Bolivia say a total of 17 people are under arrest for their alleged involvement in an unsuccessful coup attempt yesterday. Supporters of the president rallying outside the presidential palace. This is ABC News. Sherry Preston. Millions have experienced a telehealth visit since the pandemic, but a Texas hospital is taking virtual medicine to new heights.
At Crescent Regional Hospital, the worlds of optics, artificial intelligence, and medicine have come together in a 7-foot-tall box.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
I feel good.
A 3D life-size video display allows doctors to teleport from anywhere in the world for real-time holographic consultations with patients. Crescent CEO is Raji Kumar.
Our doctors in the north side of town don't have to drive 30 miles to see one of their patients.
Saving time and money for patient and doctor.
Okay, good to see you.
Thank you, sir.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Denmark will be the first country to tax livestock farmers for their gassy cows and pigs. The animals, a major source of methane emissions and a big contributor to global warming. The new tax goes into effect in 2030 with the aim of cutting greenhouse gas emissions by 70% from 1990 levels. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
800-281-8193.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A high pressure system dominates the day, bringing calm winds, partly sunny skies, and cooler highs in the mid-70s. Clouds will start to thicken tonight as light showers push in tomorrow morning, and then storm chances spark up again at night. If you owe back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 74.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. A recall effort against Speaker Robin Voss rejected. On a 4-2 vote, the Wisconsin Elections Commission found organizers failed to collect enough valid signatures on the recall petition. A state lawmaker wants to hold a hearing on conditions within Wisconsin's corrections facilities. Representative Michael Schrah chairs the Assembly Corrections Committee and wants to hear from staff and inmate families. The Oshkosh Republican says lawmakers need to exercise oversight following the fatal assault on Lincoln Hills school counselor Corey Prue and the deaths of inmates at Waupun Correctional. Three youths were pulled from the waters of Lake Michigan in Oak Creek Wednesday night. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office says one of them was dead. Another is in critical condition. The Sheriff's Office didn't provide details on their ages or how the three came to be in the water. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win tickets to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center, downtown Durand. And Anabus Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro Dealers, Durand. The city of Mondovi is expected to remove the snow fence from atop the retaining wall on North Eau Claire Street soon. During this week's council meeting, the council did approve the purchase of 64 wooden fence posts at a cost of about $1,000 that will have cabling in between them to replace the current snow fence. It's hoped that the new fence will be installed before the end of July. Motorists in Wabasha that use Highway 60 to get to Highway 61 will be forced to use a detour due to the flooding. The Minnesota Department of Transportation has closed Highway 60 in Wabasha due to flooding between McDougal Avenue and 12th Street East. It's expected that the road will be closed until at least Monday. A southern Minnesota man has decided to take a plea deal for an alleged kidnapping that happened in Goodhue County. Investigators say a woman got into Dakarius Black's car in 2022, thinking it was a rideshare. Black allegedly wouldn't let the woman out until she asked to use the bathroom. She called the police, and Black was arrested after a chase that reached a top speed of over 120 miles an hour. Black entered an Elford plea yesterday, accepting a plea bargain while not admitting guilt. He'll be sentenced on charges of kidnapping and fleeing from police in August. Country Fest is beginning its three-day run today, just outside of Kadot. Thousands of fans are already in Kadot for what organizers call the country's largest party in a hayfield. Jake Owen is the headliner tonight, followed by Keith Urban tomorrow and Eric Church Saturday night. Online ticket sales are closed. VIP and reserved lawn tickets were also sold out. Campsites at the Country Fest grounds are also sold out. There are, however, some general admission tickets left. Expect heavy traffic along Highway 27 during the weekend. Wisconsin's Chief Justice wants to find a leaker in the court. Chief Justice Annette Ziegler called for an investigation after someone leaked a report that the Wisconsin Supreme Court will take up an abortion case in the coming months. The story was leaked to the liberal leading Wisconsin Watch and said the high court would hear the case that seeks to declare a right to abortion in Wisconsin. The draft order denies Wisconsin's pro-life groups a chance to intervene in the case, but would allow them to file a brief. Ziegler says she's shocked that the court's draft order was leaked. She said in a statement that she has contacted law enforcement and asked for a formal investigation. Planned Parenthood asked the court back in February to take on the right to abortion case. There's no word on when arguments may come. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Still no official announcement on a new city administrator for the city of Durand. During last night's council meeting, the council met in closed session to talk about the position but took no action. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the city is still finalizing contract details.
We're still going through the process. As we know, we've narrowed things down. We are working with our search firm with some negotiations and so on and so forth. We're presently not set to meet again until the 10th. The possibility of a special meeting may be called once we if things can get finalized.
Current Administrator Scott Rasmussen's last day is July 12th. A six-year-old was seriously injured after being shot in Elgin Tuesday. According to the Wabasha County Sheriff's Department, deputies responded to the home in Elgin and found a child had been shot outside of the home. The Sheriff's Department believes the incident to be accidental, but that shooting is still under investigation. A Minnesota tribe is opening a cannabis dispensary in Red Wing. Island Paisy in the Prairie Island Indian community opened Monday to the public. The dispensary will be offering a range of cannabis products, including flowers from White Earth Nation's cultivation facility, as well as hemp-derived gummies, beverages, and oils from Minnesota businesses. There's a warning about a runaway cow in Chippewa County. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Department took to Facebook earlier this week to say a cow had escaped from a farm on Highway 27 Tuesday and hasn't been caught just yet. Deputies say the cow had broke through a fence and has not let anyone get close since. The Sheriff's Department says people need to be careful and watch out for the runaway cow if they are driving in the area south of County Highway S in Cadott, especially if they're driving to Country Fest. A New Jersey man is looking at nearly 50 felony counts after investigators say he sent nude pictures and nude videos to an 11-year-old. Prosecutors say 35-year-old Mark Uptgrove met the girl who lives in Russ County on Snapchat. He's now being charged with 45 felony counts of exposing a child to harmful material. Uptgrove could spend the rest of his life in prison if convicted on all of the counts. There's still no word when he'll be brought to Wisconsin to face the charges here. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Country music singer John Party has filled the final open spot in the 2024 Minnesota State Fair lineup. Party will perform on Wednesday, August 28th. Now, tickets will go on sale this Friday. The Grandstand concert venue is now complete for the 2024 show, featuring a diverse range of music over the 12-day event. You can visit the Minnesota State Fair website for more information on ticket prices or the lineup. The State Fair box office will not be open for in-person sales. Tickets must be purchased online or by phone. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you could breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
At T-Mobile, you can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, switch and keep your phone. We'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
Dinger down for double in Music City. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Drivers, start your engines!
The NASCAR Xfinity Series races here.
Green flag is in the air, and they're playing bumper cars already. As they race off in turn one by a fender, it's Cole Custer.
All the exciting play-by-play and lap-by-lap action.
Austin Hill to the bottom. He'll go to second. Big block from top to bottom by
the voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Shane Van Gisbergen up the front stretch. The New Zealander wins at Portland International Raceway.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's double duty for A.J. Allmendinger this weekend, driving in both the NASCAR Cup and Xfinity Series races at Nashville Super Speedway. The Colleague Racing pilot finished 10th in last season's Cup Clash on the 1.33-mile oval after hoisting Saturday's unique Xfinity trophy.
To be in victory lane, win that Gibson guitar is iconic, so that was great memories. The Cup car, we've had great speed the last couple of years there, so it's a track that I have enjoyed. It's why I wanted to do the Cup race. I think when I sign up for it, I always forget about how hot it's going to be. This is going to be a long weekend, but it's a racetrack that I enjoy in both vehicles.
Hear more from the Dinger on NASCAR Live Wide Open, wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No!" My car!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Day two of the NBA draft is underway from Barclays Center in Brooklyn. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Bucks entered the day with a third pick in round two. They used that selection on 19-year-old NBA G Leaguer Tyler Smith. 6'9 forward will have a chance to play right away with the Bucks. Former Packers wideout Randall Cobb and his family escaped a fire in their Nashville, Tennessee home this week. A Tesla Charger reportedly caught fire in the garage late last night and quickly spread through the home. No one was injured in the fire. Brewers have the day off today after sweeping the Texas Rangers. They'll take a four-game win streak into play on Friday against the last-place Cubs. Craig Counsell's Cubs are in San Francisco this afternoon trying to end a four-game losing streak. And to no one's surprise, former Purdue standout Zach Edey and former Iowa superstar Caitlin Clark have been recognized as the 2023-24 Big Ten Conference Male and Female Athlete of the Year. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. The zebra mussels are in a lot of lakes in the upper Midwest, and this means crystal clear waters. How does that affect fishing? It affects a lot, and I'll tell you why, but first...
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
Zebra mussels do clean up the water, and in lakes the zebra mussels have really taken hold, the water is crystal clear. How does this affect fishing? Well, it means that you have to make longer casts and use lures that are very, very close to what is the forage base, and you have to use line that is very invisible, and you have to make sure that if you're using live bait, it is very active. These are just some of the things that you're going to have to deal with if you decide to fish in one of these lakes where the zebra mussels have created very clear water. So fluorocarbon line makes a really good leader from any of the line that you're using from the spool. And that's an invisible line. And in clear water, that's good. Long casts, you bet. Because clear water means those fish that are close to your boat are going to definitely be a little bit leery of whatever you're presenting to them. And lures that look like what they're eating, well, that's imperative because it needs to look just like what they're feeding on or they're not going to hit it. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A high pressure system dominates the day, bringing calm winds, partly sunny skies, and cooler highs in the mid-70s. Clouds will start to thicken tonight as light showers push in tomorrow morning, and then storm chances spark up again at night.
If you owe back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 74.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Happy Thursday, where it was another interesting trade. You know, we saw some decent numbers in the overnight. Didn't take long after the market started on the day to have corn and beans just kind of go right back into that negative pocket. But on the flip side of that, wheat actually took off. Livestock side as well, we had nice green on the screen to start the trading day. It is not how it finished. A lot of negativity, but we did put some highs in place before that negative feel started to kind of filter back in. We're going to break down what happened in today's market trade and, of course, a big report that comes out tomorrow as Mike Zuzulo joins us. Mike is with Global Commodity Analytics. So I wanted to kind of, first of all, let's just talk about the fact that these markets just cannot seem to stay green. Corn, beans, cattle, hogs, it just seems that they keep gravitating to that negativity.
Yeah, and I think for me in the grain specifically, Susan, I think we're at a point now, we end the month of June heading into these big reports where we started the month of June, and that is with tightening global supplies, corn. How nervous are the funds with their net short position, and how nervous are the commercials who are, we think, very short bought in the cash market, mainly because the commercial knows that the farmer is holding probably extra. And so if one's got extra in the on-farm bin, then the commercial's probably a little bit tighter than he or she would like to be at this point. And I think, you know, this week was going to be the key week to dictate whether we started up and revved up the traditional weather market here in the United States heading into the July 4th holiday. And there was enough rain around the United States that we are able to keep the funds feeling very comfortable in their short position and keep the commercials watching for the July 1st. And so I think we're still kind of stuck, like you say, price-wise because of these two major factors. And for me right now, the reports with the first notice day, coupled with the turn, what I think could be a harvest low and a significant turn in the wheat market today, led by Europe, maybe gives us a chance to recoup some of these losses in the last trading day of the month. And I think the big if there is, as long as the USDA acreage and stocks reports, the USDA doesn't come in and take numbers above the highest trade guesses from the news wires.
You know, and this flooding concern, I mean, and I know a lot of folks have been saying, well, the markets aren't reacting. Will they react? I mean, we've got areas of the South Dakota, Minnesota, and northern Iowa, some great prime crop areas, especially when you look at Iowa and Minnesota. How long do you think, or will it even be a factor and the markets are just going to wait? Because I know it's only a slim percentage of the total acres, but still a lot of it factoring in.
Yeah, I've always felt as though that we have a global drought that we have to be watching for in the Northern Hemisphere. It's not just about the United States, but I now think that in that part of the country, and maybe all the way down from the Sioux Falls area, all the way down to our area of Atchison, because we're in Northeast Kansas, right on the Missouri River, and I look at it every morning, and it has really started to come up, and it reminded me of 1993. That was the year that my wife and I got married in July, and relatives from Missouri could not get over to see us get married in Southern Illinois because of the flooding of the Mississippi River and how bad it was in Missouri, specifically near Chillicothe. And I think, Susan, the trade is kind of whistling past the graveyard with how dry we still are in the Black Sea. And I think that had a role to play, along with the increase in international tenders for wheat. I think both those things worked off of each other and kind of fed off each other for giving us the new weekly high in the European wheat market today and new two-week highs in Paris corn futures. Paris corn futures is almost $1.50 higher than where we are at the mercantile exchange on July. So here again, going back into that July delivery time period, what's the cash price in the United States? How short-balled are the commercials versus the futures price in Chicago, which has got the premium because it's seller's option when it comes to the delivery. And then we tie together the European price and the global price. I think a lot could be known here in the next 10 days about joining together the U.S. market and the world market. And then on top of that, a potential 1993 brewing in the upper Midwest, because they're getting thunderstorms again, unbelievably so, right here, right now, as we speak. And I just got off the phone with a Minnesota client that I used to work with, and he said he's not terribly hit yet, but he's got an immense amount of loss of nutrients, and we have no idea what the livestock damages are at this point.
And you bring up an interesting point. We may have to continue this into part two here coming up, but this whole entire Northern Hemisphere drought, has it ever been to the extreme that we're seeing right now?
I can remember a time or two when we've seen both China and the United States have very hot, dry conditions in the summertime. And that, you know, I remember, I think 95, 96 was kind of like that, if memory serves me right. And the trade was very nervous about that. But that's when we had pit trading and we didn't care as much about monetary policy and interest rates and things like that. But I can't remember a time period during this time period right here during the late part of June going into July where the drought in Russia and Ukraine is probably going to continue to ramp up again as we get to the July 4th. We're probably going to miss some rains if the European model is right here in the United States. And then central China is going to get a little bit of relief, but it looks like it's going to warm back up and dry out over there as well. So to answer your question, Susan, I really don't remember a time like this where you can just pretty much draw a flat line across the Northern Hemisphere and see this kind of situation brewing.
Well, it does definitely make for some interesting marketing opportunities and, of course, global concerns. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. Of course, we're continuing with the Channel Final Bell on this Thursday. We talked about some highs also taking place, and we got some new all-time highs happening in the cattle market. That's before they went to the dark side, as some would call it, and the negativity in the trade. Also, we'll talk about the negotiated price on this cattle as it came in higher. What does that all mean? More is coming up, the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Farm First Dairy Cooperative wants to recognize our hardworking dairy farm families. The hours are long and the job is tough. That's why Farm First Dairy Cooperative is driven to help farmers with milk marketing, advocate for policy change, train young farm leaders, and is one of the only cooperatives to offer milk loss disaster benefits to members. Thank you, dairy farm families, for all of your hard work. Visit farmfirstdairycooperative.com to learn more about how Farm First puts farm families first.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as our conversation continues with Mike Zuzulo. Mike, of course, with Global Commodity Analytics. And, you know, Mike, before we left to go to break, we were talking about this whole dryness that we've seen across the whole Northern Hemisphere. And I was curious, how much food insecurity are you hearing about at this point, or is it too early to have that conversation?
Yeah, I think it's too early, but I think it's something, as we talked about in the first section and this first segment, Susan, I think we're going to know pretty soon what's happening. And if I were the USDA for the acreage report tomorrow, I would actually put a special note in there saying we're going to have to resurvey the upper Midwest, and we're going to have to resurvey five states, including Nebraska, and we're going to have to come back around here now, because these numbers are going to be as of June 1, and almost none of this was happening during June 1. And so I think this is a very serious issue. If the clients that I talk to in those areas are accurate from a standpoint of how widespread this sounds like it may be, not only are we going to have lower harvested acres, but you're going to see Minnesota and Iowa state yields really drop this year because of the lack of nutrients that have been washed out. And I think this goes back to USDA. It's just been reported here. They're going to offer now disaster assistance to ag producers in Iowa due to the heavy rain and flooding. And my understanding is that's going to include livestock producers. And when I first got into the business and I was a livestock analyst first before anything else, I remember how important that Iowa, southern Minnesota hog price was. So we know there's a lot of animals up there in both cattle and especially pork. And I'm eager to see how damaging these floods have been. It could be something along the lines of what we experienced in Rio Grande do Sul a couple, 3 months ago, because it's, you know, 18 inches of rain in 2 weeks in some cases, just not going to help this this market at all.
You know, Mike, you just brought up an interesting point. You know, everybody's been talking about the excitement that this report tomorrow brings, how there's always something that catches people off guard. But how much weight are we going to put on this report, knowing the damage that's taking place since that June 1 inventory of it?
Yeah, and this is a great point, because right as we get done with our airing of today's channel final bell, we're also going to get the hogs and pigs report. How many hogs do we have as of June 1? Is it really close to 101% that the trade newswire estimates are forecasting, or are those numbers already stale and really got a date stamp or a time stamp already on them? And so I really do think what this weather is doing, both here in the upper Midwest and globally, Susan, is going to keep the weather market maybe going a lot longer than what we're used to. And I think it goes right back to the European markets and watching them as our canary in the coal mine, because I do think that international demand for the wheat really did play a role as we close out this week for why the European markets finally caught and we saw some short covering.
So switch gears, let's take a look at this livestock side, because even though we started out the day with some higher numbers, we finished for the most part in that negative, but in the whole process, we saw some new all-time highs happening in the cattle complex.
Yeah, and this is a key element, I think, to the livestock rancher out there right now, especially the fat cattle broker and sale barn operator and farmer rancher. That negotiated cash price is really being watched closely, in my opinion, at this point, the early midday trade and then the closing market day trade too. And as we talked about on the mid session, we had dipped back down below that into that 184, 188 area in the negotiated cash. That made me very nervous. And I had talked about how I needed to watch that going into the close. Well, it did perk back up and go back above 198. And I think that's what gave us the rocket fuel to allow that June cattle price action to go to 194.50 for a high today and settle out at about 194.20, 194.18, and, you know, record all-time highs in lead month cattle. So I'm on red alert now with the feeders, getting those hedged pretty much right here, right now, at that 264, 266 area in September feeders. And then I'll just follow that up with fat cattle after the July 4th holiday or going into the July 4th holiday. I think this is a time period where you don't want to get caught with weakening demand, that cattle on feed report that showed such a big placements number. And then if we would happen to have a crack in the armor of that stock market, we see the consumers start to give way. So this is profit. This is a place to go after, if you ask me, kind of like soybeans, if we get another move up.
And then, of course, the heat's going to hit, and that'll change consumers' palate a little bit when it comes to purchases. So I'm sure that's going to weigh in as well on the trade.
Yeah, you bring up a huge point. That's why I'm going after the feeders first and the fat cattle second, because I want to see if those dress weights drop that much during July. And that'll make me more temperate and give me, you know, hold me back from hedging too aggressively if we start to lose weight in the fat cattle market in July and let that cash market do its thing before I really step on the gas as far as hedges.
All right. We always appreciate your conversation, Mike. Lots of things that we dive into. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Best place is globalcomresearch.com. That's globalcom with two M's, research.com, and pick up a 2-week free trial. Take a look at our product services PDF.
All right. Mike Zuzulo joining us today as we look at the Thursday version of the channel final bell. Hard to believe we're headed into a holiday week this coming week. That'll have some factors as well on the trade moving forward. Lots to look at when tomorrow's trade hits. Quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that is the channel final bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by the Farm Progress Show, August 27th, 28th, and 29th in Boone, Iowa. From Florida to New Mexico, California to Ohio, 35 states have now reported feral hog sightings, and officials across the South are warning of a population explosion they're calling the feral swine bomb. I'll have the details after this. Farmers, it's time to plan your trip to Boone, Iowa for the 2024 Farm Progress Show. For over 70 years, we've been the gathering place for the agriculture community. And this year, we invite you to be part of the progress. Get ready to experience progress at the leading outdoor farm event in the nation. Witness state-of-the-art technology, engaging demonstrations, and educational offerings from industry experts. But the progress doesn't stop there. You'll also connect with the brightest minds in the field, sharing insights and gaining insider knowledge to grow your operation. Be part of the collaboration. Be part of the inspiration. Be part of the progress. Join us August 27th through the 29th for the 2024 Farm Progress Show. You can learn more at farmprogressshow.com. Wild hogs have been causing problems in North America since they were introduced over 500 years ago by Spanish settlers. Texas and Florida have had to grapple with their presence for years, but now the animals are spreading further, leading to new confrontations. Groups of wild hogs are called sounders, and their impact on agriculture is substantial. The most recent study on their impact on cropland from the USDA was in 2020, and it showed the animals did $272 million worth of damage directly to crops in that year alone. And when their damage to facilities, fencing, or domestic herd health is included in the calculations, that number rises to $2.5 billion in damage to the U.S. ag industry from wild hogs. Some experts argue the figures are even higher, as research earlier this year out of Louisiana reported wild hog losses of $90 million in that state alone. And the issue is getting worse. In that same Louisiana study, 87% of farmers said they have seen an increase in pig sightings and damage since 2020, with Michael Selassie, ag economist at Louisiana State University, saying, quote, "These hogs are increasing pretty fast. Just to keep the population level, we'd need to kill 70% of them every year. And obviously, that's not what's happening. One sow or mother hog can produce 2 litters every year, with an average of 12 piglets per litter. And that's why these numbers can increase so quickly. And they're moving north. Legislators in the Ohio House of Representatives last week unanimously approved legislation that would ban the importation of feral hogs into that state and prohibit ownership of feral swine. Legislators say this is needed after landowners brought up feral hogs for use in canned hunts in the state. The bill was supported by the Ohio Pork Council and the Ohio Vet Med Association, which testified that feral swine can carry 30 different viral or bacterial diseases and nearly 40 different parasites. And Ohio isn't the only state looking to take a new approach to the feral hog issue. I'll have more after this.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that the average cow generates more than $21,000 a year in economic activity? These dollars are used throughout our communities, helping to support schools, roads, and local businesses. The dairy industry accounts for nearly 40% of all Wisconsin agriculture jobs. Thank you, dairy farmers, for all your hard work. This Dairy Month message is brought to you by Martin's Transport of Mondovi. Looking for a new career? It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Visit martin.com for more information.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
While Ohio looks to crack down on ownership of feral hogs, Kentucky is considering a ban on hunting the animals. Officials in that state believe that hunted hogs will shift their activities to nighttime and avoid humans, which could make it harder to track and remove them. Other states will no doubt be coming up with solutions of their own as the feral hog problem continues to spread across the country. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by the Farm Progress Show. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB, and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
In honor of those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the defense of our nation, and for those who are currently deployed on the front lines around the world to ensure the freedoms we enjoy, let us join together as one community, one nation, with one voice, and salute our troops. This message is courtesy of River City Ready Mix, 2845 Hemstock Street, La Crosse. They're working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. That's River City Ready Mix, Hemstock Street, La Crosse.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A high pressure system dominates the day, bringing calm winds, partly sunny skies, and cooler highs in the mid-70s. Clouds will start to thicken tonight as light showers push in tomorrow morning, and then storm chances spark up again at night. If you owe back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 74.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. Well, he's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? When she gets down, well, he's always around and he makes her smile again. He mends her heartaches, remembers her birthday, tries to be a friend. Now that she's gone, I know what I did wrong. It's all so simple and fast. He says he wants her, can't live without her. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. It could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sings her love songs and tells her his love's strong. Things she needs to know. He tries to please her, calls for no reason, just to say hello. He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. And I never will get her back. Did my best, thought of everything else. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking, ooh, it could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sends her roses and lines. Things a lady loves. He's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? Says he loves her and he'll never leave her. Why didn't I think of that?
I can make anybody pretty. I can make you believe any lie. I can make you pick a fight with somebody twice your size. Well, I've been known to cause a few breakups, and I've been known to cause a few births. I can make you new friends or get you fired from work. And since the day I left Milwaukee, Lynchburg and Bordeaux, friends, been making the bars lots of big money and helping white people dance. Got you in trouble in high school, but college now, that was a ball. You had some of the best times you'll never remember with me. Reception for your best man's embarrassing speech, and also for those naked pictures of you at the beach. I've influenced kings and world leaders. I helped Hemingway write like he did. I'll bet you a drink or two that I can make you put that lampshade on your head. 'Cause since the day I left Milwaukee, Lynchburg, Bordeaux, France, I've been making a fool out of folks just like you and helping white people dance.
At Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
It ain't in a high rise looking for a good time, shutting down the city lights. It ain't in the water floating like a bobber, soaking up that hot sunshine. As good as it gets, no, that ain't where it is. It's a 2 a.m. when she's reaching over, faded t-shirt and off her shoulder. Dress up, her hair down in a ball cap, yep, yep. As long as I get that sweet little something late night kiss on a plane or train or way back in the sticks. I swear, if she's there, that's where, yep, yep, and that's where it's at. It ain't in a souped-up, shiny red new truck if she ain't to my right. It ain't in a dive bar, tall can of PBR, popping tops, rocking all night. As good as it gets, no, that ain't where it is.
It's a 2 a.m. when she's reaching over. Faded t-shirt and off her shoulder. Dressed up, her hair down and a ball cap. Yep, yep, as long as I keep that sweet little something late night kiss. On a plane or train or way back in the sticks. I swear, if she's there, that's where. Yep, yep, that's where it's at. It's a 2 a.m. when she's reaching over. Faded t-shirt and off her shoulder. Dressed up, her head down in a ball cap. Yep, yep, as long as I get that sweet little something late night kiss. On a plane or train or way back in the sticks. I swear, if she's in, that's where. Yep, yep, that's where it's at. Yeah. That's where it's at. Yep, yep. 2 a.m. when she's reaching over. Faded t-shirt and off her shoulder.
Should be pulling their way. If you want a crown course in the end.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Here's to all the late night drunk phone calls that you picked up. Here's to all the bad decisions that you didn't judge. All the love yous and the hate yous and secrets that you told me. Here's to everyone, but mostly us. There's a couple billion.